Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry,
who's
come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, who's
come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Welcome to the show. This is Anna, the Rand McCoy, and I have my guest here with me, Miss Ramona Logan, who is president of Logan Advantage. I want to welcome Ramona to the show. Well, let me tell you, first of all, I've had the pleasure and the opportunity to talk with Ramona and to come into relationship with her, and I've certainly been by her presence in my life, and she is also a member of Woman Act Now, has certainly been an inspiration, but more a number of years, over 30 years in the media industry. And today we're going to be talking about your personal brand, dealing with the personal brand you look and image. Not just how we look, but she's going to delve into some areas of our personal branding, both internally and externally, as well as for our personal development and our professional development. So I'm really excited about the opportunity that we're going to have today in giving her the opportunity to share her expertise on branding. In our entire month, as we talk about Woman Act Now, on a monthly basis, we choose a topic, so our radio programs, our 15-minute to Destiny phone calls, as well as our monthly meeting this month, the month of August, we're talking about branding or the power of personal branding. And I'm really excited and interested in what Ramona is going to be sharing with us about the power of your personal brand look and image. So, Ramona is the president and CEO of her own company, where she really focuses on developing media strategies, public relations. She deals with diversity, communications, as well as media interview training and professional image consulting. Now, she is an award-winning journalist, has been in the industry for, like I said, over 30 years. She is well spoken of, well regarded throughout this nation. And, again, we're going to be hearing some great things from her about developing your professional brand from your personal image. So the first thing that we want to talk about is Ramona. I want Ramona just to take a few minutes to tell us about what she's doing in her life today, and telling us a little bit about her company and the opportunities that she can bring to our listeners. Feel free to call in to the radio program if you're listening to us on the web. In addition to that, we're going to be chatting back and forth with you if you have any questions. So first things first, Ramona, who are you?
Well, I am a person who likes to help people, to help people discover the best person that they can be, whether it's, you know, their inside qualities or their outside qualities. Okay. We talk about my company's Image Advantage, so it's a total image concept. And, you know, over the years, I have learned and grown, you know, from the inside out. You know, as, you know, we go through trials and tribulations and we, you know, we learn to deal with things by faith, but also I have the pleasure of having a consultant to work with me on the outside. So I know that all of that goes into the total brand that is you. And so many times people don't think that there is a need for a brand, but you're branded whether you think you're branded or not. If you don't brand yourself, someone or other people their perception of you will brand you. And you see it all the time, you know, in corporations or whenever, when the new boss comes in, then you've got people running around trying to tell the boss, put their brand on someone else, their perception on someone else. So you have to work hard to decide, what is my brand, who am I, and how do I project that brand?
Okay, so why is it important to brand yourself? You said, if we don't brand ourselves, then others will do that. And talk about how others brand individuals who don't take the opportunity, how those perceptions can create an image of who we really are not in the eyes of others.
Because people misinterpret things that you do, the way you look, the way you dress. And so it's very important that you decide for yourself, what is my brand going to be? And your brand is, when someone meets you, what do they think? When they hear your name, what do they think? When they think of an industry or someone who needs to get the job done, do they think of you? And that's just like a product brand. When you think about, you know, Coca-Cola, all you have to do is look at a can with their red and white colors on it, and you know it's Coca-Cola. I was watching television, and it was a commercial where it was a beautiful sea green teal color, and everything else was black and white. And I thought to myself, wow, Tiffany's doing a neat commercial. But it wasn't even a Tiffany commercial. It was an airline commercial that had the same colors as Tiffany. So that's how powerful a brand is. It's almost like advertising without spending the money, because just by seeing the color, I thought of the Tiffany jewelry store. Mm-hmm. And so that's what you want. When someone mentions your name, mm-hmm. you want them to think, oh, this is a great person in their field. This is a smart person who knows how to do this. This is a trustworthy person. Whatever you decide your brand is that you want for whatever industry you're in, you have to say, okay, how can I develop that so that when they think of that, they think of me?
Okay, well, let's talk about some personal brands and the power of personal branding. I'm sure you can name two or three people that have personally branded themselves. Who are they?
Well, Colin Powell, for one. I mean, he is just an incredible person. And when you think of him, you know, no matter what side of the political fence you're on, you think of him and he is just integrity, trustworthy. You know, if he says it, you can trust him. He's just a trustworthy person. And he's done that by the way he's led his life and the way he treats people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, to me is a good example of a very strong brand. Personal and professional brand.
Okay, when I say, I'm going to say a name and you tell me what the brand is.
Okay.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, that's the brand of, number one, a fantastic athlete, and number two, his name alone sells product. So you put his name on a product and the brand of his name sells the product.
So let's break it down a couple more steps. So if we say Michael Jordan, what do we think, or Air Jordan, what are we thinking? What does a person think about Michael Jordan?
Well, when you
just give it to me in characteristics, like one or two, three characteristics. What are you thinking about?
Powerful athlete, smart athlete, smart businessman.
Okay.
And so when you think of anything that had his product on it, you know that he's probably given a lot of thought to the product. You know, it's just not something he stamped his name on. It's that if he puts his name on it, it's something that he truly endorses, truly believes in.
So let's think of another product when we think of Michael Jordan. I have one in mind, but it's not sports. Can you recall? It's something that's very recent on, if I were to say Hanes.
Oh!
What you think? Michael Jordan, right?
No, I don't really think of him like that.
Yes.
That's interesting that you bring that
yes.
up. But that, I didn't think of that one.
Well, let's think for a moment. Let's talk about that for just a minute, thinking about that commercial or
mm-hmm.
that series of commercials
mm-hmm.
with Michael Jordan. And what are they really saying? They've had some other famous people, like I think it's
Cuba Gooding.
Yes,
right.
Like that, right? Well, look, that's terrible. I hope he never hears this. He's like, what about my brand? You're a great actor. But like a person like him, on those Hanes commercials, and he's stealing his shirts or his shorts or something, you know, because this whole idea of what you just talked about, Michael Jordan being this strong and powerful athlete, even after he's been out of the industry for so many years, this whole idea of who he is still equally or stronger as it's ever been in this particular world. Now, I'm going to give you another name, George Bush.
Which one?
Two. our current president. Oh boy. Let me tell you, you couldn't see that brand awareness. The brand awareness you just shared with me, non-verbally, was big sigh and the rolling of the eye. So now she's going to share with us maybe one, two, three characteristics that she thinks of when we say GW.
I'd rather not.
Well, that could be the brand. Do you see what we're saying here? She said when we started this interview, she talked about, you know, if you don't create a strong brand about you, then others will create their own perceptions about you. And unfortunately, the perception we just garnered is, I'd rather not say. That's a brand. That's a part of a brand that a person that if they cannot necessarily identify or quickly respond, that is your reaction, because when we talk about branding is an emotional reaction to what we perceive. Okay? And so now, Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey has the Midas touch. It's like everything she touches is gold, but she's a very caring person. To me, that's part of her brand, in that she's very compassionate. When she develops a project, it's obvious that she wants to help people in everything that she does. So it's just amazing that her ability to come up with ideas to help the community and to get others to buy into these projects to help the community. So to me, her brand is caring. Number one,
mm-hmm.
But also a very, very smart businesswoman,
okay.
Who at an early on has taught women that you can take charge of your destiny, and you can own the studio, and you can own your TV show, and do all of these things, you know, so that now she's paved the way for us to do those. So a very strong brand.
Wow. Ramona Logan.
You know, it's interesting. Because I was just thinking before we started the show that, you know, in the TV news industry,
yes.
you know you've arrived when they just say your name, your first name, and they know who you are in the market.
Mm.
And so, you know, I had that where they just said Ramona, you know, Iola, Clarice, you know, in this market where we're in, you know, you say your name and they know who you are. But even now that I have my own business, the fact that I was an award-winning journalist, it translates into they know I'm going to be a good public relations person because I understand the business so well. And because I was known for, you know, looking good on television at all times, whether it was a storm or a tornado or ice cold, you know, weather, whatever,
are you saying,
an image consultant.
Yeah, are you saying that as a reporter, you said, it doesn't matter, I always have my image together,
well,
even in my jacket.
You had to. I have to.
Yes, of course. So now, what are those three characteristics of Ramona Logan's brand?
My word is good. If I tell you I'm going to do something, I do it.
Okay.
I do care about the community, and I do community projects. And my reputation is good.
Oh, that's a wonderful segue. Because one of the things that you talk about when we talk about personal image is the impact of your professional image. And so let's talk about reputation. What does reputation mean? What is that?
Well, reputation is what you get from the way you deliver your service. If you deliver a good service, you get a good reputation. If you deliver a bad service, you get a bad reputation. So it's very important to understand that you have to deliver good service. And if you have people working for you, they have to understand the importance of delivering good service. If somebody calls in to complain, don't get an attitude with them just because they're complaining. you know, you need, they're calling in to complain because they have a legitimate concern, and you need to show them that you understand their concern. And that will make, you know, the difference between someone who is upset and mad walking away with, okay, I was not pleased with what happened, but I am pleased with the way that they resolved my issue.
Well, you know, it's interesting when we talk about reputation, because it sounds like you're saying is that my behavior really is a reflection of my reputation. Because when I behave a certain way, like you were talking about the customer rep, and if I don't handle it properly, then I can create some misconceptions really about who I am. Because branding and reputation, although they're similar, Dick Parson said that your reputation is so important when it comes to your personal brand. Or Richard Parsons, he's the chairman of Time Warner, and he shared with me in a personal interview that your reputation is a part, I mean, it's like at the top of the level when we talk about our brand. He says, because more people will know you than you think know you simply by what they've heard of you. And I thought to myself, now that's pretty good in the sense that, you know, we're moving along just like in our companies. You know, we do something, somebody tells us about it, and our reputation keeps growing and growing. You remember that, the commercial, you tell two people, I'll tell two people, and it keeps growing and growing and growing. So when it comes to our personal brand, how do we protect our reputation?
The best way to protect it is to, number one, you know, be a person of integrity, be a person of your word, and to deliver a product with excellence. You can't be mediocre with what you do. You really need to be a person of excellence. And then when you and actually give a little extra if you can. You know, if you do something that surprises someone that they didn't expect, that it's a little bit extra more than what you said you would deliver, that word of mouth advertising, where they, like you say, tell someone else, oh, this person, she did this, but she went the little extra mile. It makes all the difference in the world in establishing your reputation as someone who is good in your field and provides a high level of excellence. And when someone's trying to make a determination on you or another person to hire, that can make the difference in that they've heard of your reputation.
Well, I tell you, this is really exciting because we definitely want to be people with an excellent reputation, and being a person of integrity and a person of my word certainly will help me to get there. So now, how do you go about branding yourself?
What you have to do is you have to think about, okay, what do you want your brand to be? You know, do you want, you know, and depending on the industry that you're in, what do you want your brand to be? To give an example, I know someone who they were trying to get a position, and someone told them, oh, well, you're not tough enough. And so she made the determination to say, well, okay, well, I have to brand myself as being tough enough because obviously they perceive that I'm not. And so she went about deciding, okay, what does it look like that I'm tough enough? How do I have to, what do I have to do to be tough enough? And she also would use terminology. Well, I'm doing this because I want to make sure that this is, you know, tough. Or, you know, if you do this, make sure you do it right because, you know, I'm tough. I'm going to look at it and be very strong about my opinions on it. So you have to take a look at, okay, what do I want the perception of people of me to be for whatever industry that I'm in? And then what does that look like, whether it's the way I dress, the way I act, the way I treat people? And then you have to strategically think, okay, this is what I'm going to do to set about to develop that brand of me. And, you know, people need different things for different types of branding. Some people, it may be like for instance, Nordstrom's has a guarantee brand, you know, and I discovered it quite by accident where, you know, if you don't like to use shoes, if they don't fit, if they hurt your feet, you can bring them back. Well, being someone where, you know, I have an issue with my feet, that's wonderful news. And that alone, that brand alone, if you don't like these shoes, you can bring them back to us, no matter if you've worn them or not. That's a wonderful brand. So what are you going to offer? What are you going to deliver? What do you want people to think of when they think of you, and then how do you go about implementing that so that you get that achievement?
Well, let's talk about even with that going in line with the question, how do we begin to brand ourselves? Are there any particular or what are the things that we can do, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps that we can begin to take? What should we do? Let's walk our listeners through a process.
Okay. Say, for instance, you sat down and you said to yourself, okay, when I'm in this particular industry and I want people who are looking for someone in this industry, I want to be thought of first, okay, or I want to be in the top five. So what, when someone is looking for someone to deliver this product, what do they think is important? And then you look at the list of what things they think are important, say, okay, what on this list can I make a part of my brand, whatever that might be? And then you take a look at, okay, if how should I dress to be a part of that brand? How should I speak? How should I deliver service? You know, what guarantees should I make? How should I treat my customers? Everything you do that's of a personal nature, it folds into your professional brand.
Okay.
So you have to take a look at everything you do. I mean, even the way you keep your office. I can remember I had some serious surgery, and because it was so complicated, they brought in another doctor. I had never met the doctor in advance. Well, I went to the doctor afterwards, you know, for a follow-up. I walked into his office. This man had paper everywhere.
Well, stop now, right there. What did that say about him?
It said to me, I questioned his judgment. How could he find anything? How could he? I mean, when I sat down at his desk, there literally were paper stacked eye level. To see him, I had to look up over the paper. It scared me to death to know that this man had operated on me.
So, when you walked away from there, what was your perception in one word about...
I'll never go back. And if I had met him in advance, he never would have operated on me.
Are you okay?
I listened to the story. But little things like that make all the difference in the world. And you can lose customers and not even know it because of little things like that.
So most people are thinking that when we talk about specifically our brand new look or our brand new image, that is just dealing with me when we're talking about personal branding. And you're saying that not only is it dealing with me personally, my personal body, it's also dealing with any of my personal space, anything that could be externally or an external reflection of who I am.
And even more than that, you have to be careful who you recommend. I had the experience where I was, you know, working with an artist, and, you know, over the course of several products, everything was projects, everything was fine. But in one situation where I was asking him to redo some things, he got kind of testy, which I thought was kind of strange because I'd never seen him exhibit that before. Mm-hmm. And then in another project, he blew up at somebody else. And I'm thinking to myself, this is interesting. I would have hated to recommend him to someone and have him exhibit this attitude and then someone think that this is something that I would put up with. So even someone that you recommend, you have to be careful because that's an extension of your brand.
So
if you're so powerful
yes.
that they're going to go on your word to do business with someone else, then
yes.
you have to be careful because that's an extension of your brand.
So that's what we call in the industry co-branding.
Right.
Private labeling that you go on the name of Anna McCoy, or if I sent you somewhere, you sent me somewhere, we've really co-branded because of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So a part of that personal branding is also managing your spheres of influence.
Yes, it is. It is. And so that's why you really have to be careful if you have employees, because they can really be doing you in, you not even know it.
Well, let's talk about that. We got to stay there just for a moment because I want to, as we talk about, I just love this, something that actually is going to be in the Woman Act Now book that will be released in January and on execution is dealing with being an employee for a company in wanting to influence your brand upon your corporate brand. And what I mean by that, let's talk for a minute. What does that really mean in the workplace when we're talking about the importance of having a strong personal brand that also impacts your corporate brand? Now, what I mean by that, let's take casual dress. And the corporate entity may have a certain standard but may not be able to clearly communicate that standard. And then we have an individual who has their own personal branding standards, like red hair, or like tattoos or earrings, you know, all over the body. But that brand does not represent the corporate brand. So how do we help people deal with that? What do they do? What's acceptable? What will work? What will help to bridge these two brands? Like you said, we're talking about co-branding, and as an employee, even if I own my own company, I want them to look like me. So how do we bridge the gap?
Well, a lot of that is done in hiring, and I talk to people.
They didn't come in like that.
They didn't come in like that.
In fact, she didn't look anything like that. 2 weeks later, I'm going to give you a real example. Is we hired someone for our New York office as a receptionist. And this is what I mean about this co-branded relationship and how, as individuals, we want to force our brand on the corporate brand rather than adhering to the brand. Okay, we have a brand, a professional image we want to exhibit or communicate to our clients. And we hired this one young lady, came in, you know, what we call the interview suit, looked real nice for a couple of weeks, and, you know, 2 weeks later, I walk in, I'm like, well, do we have a temp at the front desk? Because there was such a drastic change in her appearance that we're like, who are you? This is not what we bought into. So how do we deal with that? And that happens to many companies. And
well, you really have to be clear about your policy. And what I'm finding, because I work with companies and I do professional dress and business casual workshops for company and develop workshops for company. In fact, I'm working on one now where we're a company for the production team, because casual has gotten so casual, it's a big issue for companies. And so you have to be very clear up front what you expect. Yes, you're in a business where you don't have to wear a uniform, but there is a uniform style of dress and there's a uniform style of look that we want our employees to exhibit. And if you don't want employees with tattoos and, you know, weird shades of red hair, mm-hmm. Then you need to say that up front. Otherwise, you don't have an out. It's interesting you say that, because I have worked with companies where I said, okay, these are some of the things I mentioned in my presentation in terms of, you know, tattoos and blah blah this and blah blah that, mm-hmm. and they'll say, oh well, don't mention that because so and so think we're thinking about them. Well, who better than to me, you know, the professional image consultant to come in and say, this is an appropriate look for the company if the company is afraid to say it. And I don't know where that fear comes from, other than maybe backlash of lawsuits or whatever. But it seems to me that if you own a company, you have the right to say, you know, a professional dress and look is what I need, even though you don't have a uniform. And I also tell people who are employed, the economy is so tight right now, it's so bad right now, that, you know, the way you look, your image is a competitive edge for you. And you not only want to dress, if you're in a business casual environment, you want to take it a step up. You don't want to dress for where you are, you want to dress for where you want to go. You know, if you want to move up in the company, then you need to look at how the people above you dress and dress for the position where you want to go. And not, because if it comes when they have to make cuts, they're going to look around, and part of it is the image that they want.
Wow. And so now here we have, I like the fact that when you talk about employees and just trying to merge these two cultures together, that certainly is an area where when we want to stand out, I think individuals have to make a decision when it comes to their personal brand, their personal image, is to make a decision of who they want to be, who they want to be perceived. Here's an example. I was a young, I think I was 21, 22 years old, working for the university, I had this whole idea of if I get a job working at the college, then I can reduce my tuition. I want a real job. I didn't want a work-study job. I didn't want an intern job or, you know, those kind of things. So I went to the school's administrative area to apply for a real job, you know, where they could pay me and then also allow me to work and go to school during my 40 hours. So during that time, I was maybe, I think, 22, 23, somewhere along that, and one of the ladies recognized something about me, and she never knew how, she didn't know how young I was, because you just made this comment, dress for where you want to go and who you want to be. And she asked me, she says, why do you dress so nice? I mean, you're so young, and you know, but you dress really professional. I said, because I'm dressing for where I want to be in my life. I want to be thought of as a mature person who can handle decisions, who can do, and that really, really works. So, and I think when we talk about personal branding, it's important to encourage people that looks do still matter today, even though we're in a very casual environment. So what other things do you think that we can share with them about their behavior or how they may merge their personal brand with their corporate brand?
Just even the way they act. You know, there's, you know, in offices sometimes there's a lot of gossiping. And
mm-hmm.
my brand was people knew that I didn't gossip in the office. You know,
okay.
So they did. And when they know you don't do things like that,
yes.
they won't gossip around you. So you have to, you know, set your boundaries in terms of the things that you will and will not do in the office. And even outside of the office, what you will and what will not do. And even taking that, even when it's a company event outside the office,
mm-hmm.
you still have to be careful about the way you dress. You still need to dress in, you know, in a conservative manner. You know, not your shorts if it's an outing where you're wearing shorts. Your shorts shouldn't be too short. You shouldn't be showing too much cleavage. It really does make a difference.
Well, you know what? That's another point. When we talk about corporate outings, how does that impact, what are some of the ways it can impact your personal brand both positively and negatively? And what I mean by this, when we, you know, whether you're going on a sales conference and you got a 2 or 3 day weekend in New Orleans or you know, somewhere, and how can your personal brand be impacted?
It can be impacted if sometimes people get too free and too loose. They may drink too much and act too silly and crazy, and that impacts, your managers are right there. This is your opportunity to shine in front of the managers in a social setting, for you to get more personal information and to talk to them one-on-one, for them to get to know you. So even though it's a relaxed atmosphere, you still need to understand that this is part of the process for moving forward, you know, to be able to react one-on-one with an executive that you may not have the opportunity to do so in the office. And so you don't want to mess that up because of the way you're dressed or if you're a little bit sloppy because you think it's really casual. And it's not. I mean, there was a company Christmas party, and I was kind of stunned when one of the department heads, the way they came in dressed, because they were brand new, and maybe they had never been to a function like that before, but they were dressed very down. Everybody else was dressed up. So they hadn't bothered to ask what was it like.
Mm-hmm.
And so you even have to, even things like that, that you have to, you know, be careful, because everything is a part of your brand. And you can say, well, I don't care what people think about me. Well, okay, you don't care what people think about you, but they're still thinking about you whether you care or not. And so you need to control what they think by the way you look, the way you act, things you do, the way you treat people.
Well, you're listening to Anna, the Real McCoy, on Woman Act Now Radio. We're going to take a short break.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.
All right. right, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. This is Anna, the Real McCoy, with our guest, Ramona Logan. We're talking about your brand new image and your professional look on Blog Talk Radio. And we are excited about sharing with you on personal branding. Well, during the break, we were talking about that question about George Bush. And you might have heard us talking about how, yes, that was a very hard, Ramona mentioned George Bush, it was a hard question to answer. And my reaction was, is you did answer it when we're talking about personal brands. But what we're going to continue to talk about, we were talking before the break, about how to merge your personal brand and your professional brand together. And she gave us some great ideas about certainly watching your behavior and how you act, how you dress, what you do in the work environment. Starting in one of the things that she said just before the break was asking questions. One of the most powerful things you can do, especially she was talking about a situation of a new employee who was at a very high level, and they had a function, and this person was underdressed and really did not bother to do the research and ask the question. So a part of your branding is also verifying and asking those questions of those around you and in your environment so that you can actually be the best that you can be while you're achieving your personal brand. So I'd like to welcome Ramona back to the show for the second half of our show, and we're going to continue to talk about personal branding. So here's our question. If you realize, Ramona, you have a negative brand or an ineffective brand, can you change your brand?
Oh, you can. You can. First of all, you become aware that they have an issue or a problem. And then you just have to, like, for instance, I'm working with someone now who for a long time has been recognized in one area, and their name is very highly recognized with this one area, but they want to switch the area that they're recognized with. So you have to start doing things and saying things to make sure people understand that this is the path you're taking now. So you have to take a look, okay, this is where I want to go. So what do I, you just need to make your list. What do I need to do? Who do I need to associate with? What projects do I need to get involved with that I can change my brand? And when people think of me, they think of something, of what I want them to think of,
mm-hmm.
especially if you find out that you're projecting a negative brand. You know, sometimes you may think you're one way, and, and for instance, I had this, working with this one young lady, and she was very petite, had a baby face. And she says, Ramona, people think I'm a kid. You know, what can I do? And so, you know, part of the process was, you know, the outside image in terms of, okay, let's take a look at how you're dressing and let's dress you a little bit more authoritatively. And so she went from wearing light-colored clothing to wearing darker clothing, because darker clothing, when you take pictures of people and you put them side by side, someone dressed in a darker outfit, it's more authoritative. I said, this is the one thing you can do, is to dress more authoritative. And then you need to, you know, watch the way you talk. You need to talk with more authority. But on the flip side, you could have someone who people think are mean. Okay, then what can you do to soften your image and to be nicer? So then maybe you say please and thank you. You know, maybe you go out of your way to help people.
Mm-hmm.
So it works both ways. Some people need to soften their image, and other people need to strengthen their image. So you have to take a look at, you know, what can I do to make a difference there?
Well, you know, what's interesting is when it comes to this particular question, something that happened to me very early when I was a teenager, and how you can really reshift that brand, is my father. He had a very negative brand. Okay, I was 14, very negative brand. I mean, we didn't call it that at that moment, but when you step back and you actually look at those people around you, you can start, if you start to ask the question like we did in our previous segment about when I state the name, if I said mother or father, they have a brand, they have an image in my mind. And my father's brand was fairly negative at the age of 14, and he and my mother were having some challenges. And I remember he asked, they call themselves, you know, separating and all that stuff. And he asked me, he says, well, or he told my mother, he says, well, I'm going to take Anna back. My mother moved away, and he said, I'm going to take Anna back to Houston with me. And I looked around. My mother's about 6 foot tall. You know, she's a nice-sized woman. And I looked behind her because I was much shorter, and I was shielded. You couldn't see me, okay, behind my mother standing there. And I looked around, and I told my dad, I said, Dad, I'm sorry. I cannot go with you because you are not dependable. You should have seen my father's face.
Mm.
Because now I was dealing directly with the brand,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And either he could have made a decision in that moment to continue to demonstrate his brand the way he was doing and living out the brand the way he was doing, or he could shift his brand from that negative image to a positive image. So as a result, he made a shift, a big, big shift. Instead of us going back to Houston, he moved with us. Drove 150 miles round trip every single day.
Mm.
He was at every basketball game, volleyball game. He was completely supportive. He had become so supportive that my sister and I, we were going to school there, and my sister was, I believe, a senior in high school. He even took her to her high school prom. Now, some people were like, oh, I would never do that. But he shifted his brand so well that it wasn't that she didn't have a boyfriend. It was that she wanted to take her father.
And that's what's really important about your brand. It's how you look, but even more importantly, it's how you do. You know, what do you do? Because that's what people remember even more.
Yes.
So what you do for them,
yes.
How you make them feel.
Yes.
When you talk about that, one of the best brand makers I have ever seen is he's called the Shoeshine Doctor. I don't know if you've ever seen him. But, you know, at first he was just a regular shoe shine guy like anybody else. And then he decided to set himself apart. He dresses in a tuxedo, full tuxedo with a tie. And he is so knowledgeable. He's such a distinguished looking person that even though he shines shoes for a living, he makes such good tips. He's put his daughter through private school. As a shoe shine man, so it's his brand that I'm not just a shoe shine guy. I am the shoe shine doctor. He is so into what he does that he has a menu of shoe shines. So when you sit down in a chair, he gives you the menu. What type of shoe shine would you like? And so it just shows you that you can brand yourself in no matter what you do, and it's all about excellence, customer service.
Well, I see that we have a caller on the line with us, and I love that story about the shoe shine doctor. And I think what also he has done is distinguished by just merely adding the word doctor. That creates a whole other perception in your mind that if you're going to be the doctor, then you ought to be the most educated or most knowledgeable about this. But we do have a caller on the line who probably has a question for us, and I'm going to open up the line for you. Caller in area code 972. I'd like to welcome you to the show. Are you there? Okay. I think that caller may not be there, or if so, you can also send us a chat with your question. And we will answer that question for you. If you have a question for our guest, Ramona Logan, you're listening to Anna the Real McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio. And we are talking about your personal brand, your brand new look, your brand new image with our expert guest, Ms. Ramona Logan, who is also the president of Ramona Logan Image Advantage Consulting. So, if you have a question, just give us that question, and we will respond. And if you were caller 972, just send me a message in our chat, and I'll let you back on the call. So, Ramona, we've got people listening to us, and let's talk about what we were talking about, that negative brand are becoming ineffective, and then you helped us make the shift of repositioning ourselves. So now, how do you know when what you're working on or your brand development is working? What's the signs of that?
it's the way people treat you, the way people talk about you, and they will even become a word of mouth for you. When you hear that someone was talking about you, they are positively promoting you, through word of mouth. That's when you know that it's working in the response you're getting from people.
Okay. I think that Michelle was, we have Michelle who's one of our faithful listeners. I'd like to say hello, Michelle, and thank you for listening to us today. I'm trying to follow this chat, and she was talking about something as it relates to branding her name in her particular city. But she said, I do not want to be that woman who just pass out cards or asking for business. I wanted to brand me as a professional. Was I branding my name correctly? So I'm sure she probably said something in addition to that. Michelle?
Okay, so she doesn't want to be the kind of person that hands out cards.
Yes.
You know, one thing you can do, which I find is very effective, is find out how you can help the person you're talking to. They will remember you. So there's so many networking events that you have to distinguish yourself from the other people, and the people you remember are the people who want to help you.
Okay.
And so as you're handing out your card and you say you don't want to be just remembered for trying to get your business, then ask them, what do you do? How do you do it? How can I help you? What does your customer look like? Because you might know someone who would be a perfect customer for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a way to not just be handing out cards.
So it's kind of like networking,
right? Yes, networking.
Is that
have you talked about that in the past?
Yes, I have. So it's a part of when we talk about branding. Branding yourself, a part of that is connect working, and I love Michelle. She's an awesome financial expert and advisor in our own right, and she's going to join us here in just a second as soon as those lines open up for us. And Ramona, she has a question for you. Michelle, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you. We can hear
okay,
you well. And thank you so much for joining us today. And I know you are, this is one sharp lady because we've talked before. And she's doing some great things in her particular area. But share with us, I was trying to follow your chat, and I'm not sure if I got it right. But go ahead and ask Ms. Ramona that question.
Well, what I had seen with people in my area, they would pass out their business card to people, and they would say, if you need to get your hair done, or if you need to do some type of service, call me. Well, it was kind of impersonal. No one really knew. You didn't know how responsible these people were. So when I started my business, I did not want to be that person to pass out my business card and say, if you need some financial advice, give me a call. I wanted to be that person to say, oh, do you know Michelle? She's the person who gives financial advice, and then they would call me. So my question to you was I branding my name correctly? And if I'm not branding my name correctly, what should I have done?
Well, I think you're on the right track, because when it comes to financial advice, I'm not going to take financial advice from somebody who just hands me their card. I don't know you. Now, if I may... And really and truly, if I'm going to get a financial advice, I'm going to ask around to my people, to my friends who seem like they're doing well. Like, who is your financial advisor? So
right.
It is more word of mouth when it comes to financial advising. What I would suggest that you do is those clients that you do have, if they're satisfied with your work, ask them if they would refer you.
Oh, yeah. That's right after they sign the check, but I try to do that all the time.
Here's the other thing I want to share with you too, Michelle, is when you're thinking about, I think what I heard you say, when you're thinking about introducing yourself,
uh-huh.
Really develop that brand, that two-second brand is really what I call it. And one of the things we just finished talking about was connect working and being able to not just tell people what you do. And Ramona mentioned that people remember how you make them feel rather than what you do. So I think one of the areas of advice that we can share with you today is that when talking about your brand you, and if you and I were to meet, And here we are, if you'll just work with me for 1 second, and call a 972, I see you've called back. You stay with us because we're going to come back to you in just a second. But, Michelle, if you will think about this, you and I, we're just meeting, So what's that two-second brand? Who's the brand you?
Who's the brand me? I'm Michelle Oliver with the Oliver Financial Group. I'm the money guru and your life insurance advocate. How can I help you today? Do you have life insurance? And if they
okay, okay. Now, Michelle, stay with me for 1 second.
Okay.
What did we hear about? Ramona and I are just going to talk for a second about your 2 seconds.
Okay.
What did you hear about Michelle? What do you know about her now?
I heard insurance guru.
Money guru.
Pardon?
Money guru.
Oh, your money guru. I don't know what that
means.
Okay, stop.
And life insurance advocate.
Well, what I just said to you, what I just shared with you is that people, we don't remember what you do. We do remember how you make us feel.
Okay.
So in that 2 second speech, how did you make me feel? What words
confused.
Did you use that can how you could
I
make
made her
me
feel confused?
Huh?
I said, I guess I made her feel confused because she said she didn't know what a money guru was or is.
Yes. Yes, so think about this. When we talk about branding, we want to deal with how do we make people feel, because when we deal with who we are and we deal with the level of feeling, what people then, they associate who we are. So what are those areas? You know, can you make me feel safe for my future? Can you, what can you do? How can you make me feel, I mean, feel something?
Right.
Regardless
of
the fact that you sell finances.
Right. I help you save money and make money.
Yes.
Now that would be a more catchier phrase than financial guru. Then I'm going
right.
to, oh, how can you help me save money and make money?
Bam. Are you feeling us, Michelle? Are you feeling us?
I'm feeling you. I feel
we
you.
We want you, Michelle. We want you to go back because now, girl, we're going to be talking about this personal branding all month long. I have a guy who's going to be joining us who wrote the book Brand You,
okay.
Hodge Fleming. He's going to join us on next week, and then we have another expert that will be joining us 2 weeks from now. And hopefully, you know, we'll continue to have listeners. But if you have some questions about your personal brand, we want to make sure that we can help you answer that. And so we want to give you an assignment, Ms. Michelle.
Okay.
Hey, girl, you go back and you work on that personal brand you. And if you get a chance to call us next week, I'm going to fill Hodge in and let him respond to your brand you.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Right.
And can I make one more suggestion? If you
sure.
do have clients who are willing to be references for you, while you're talking, you might say, for instance, you're talking to someone who looks like they're a single mother. Then you might say in casual conversation, and you know, after you say you help people save money and make money, you know, how I work with this one single mother, and I helped her to rearrange her finances so she was able to save money for her kids' college. And then that would give them something to identify with, and then that would give you a reason to give your client as a reference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. That
All right. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for calling in. I always appreciate it, and I love you calling in because you're so smart. Girl, I can't wait to meet you. I know I'm going to meet you.
I know. We'll meet soon, I'm sure.
Yes, ma'am. So, again, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And I would like to – we're going to be talking to Catherine. Who will be joining us? Or actually, Catherine, I think you. I might have. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, girl. I unhooked the wrong one. But I'm getting ready to get you. So I want to welcome Catherine to the show. Is this Catherine one of our WAN members? Hello, Catherine. Are you there? Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Just stick with me because I pushed the button twice. This is what you do. You know when you're doing your own thing, you ain't got no operators. You are the operator. So I want to welcome Catherine to the show. We're talking to our expert, Ramona Logan, talking about personal branding and your brand new look. So, Catherine, is this our WAN member, Catherine?
Yes.
How are you doing today, Catherine? Thank you
Fine.
So much for calling in. Do you have a question or comment that you'd like to direct to Ramona?
Yes. And you know, Anna, that I'm hoping to build a career towards public speaking about finances. And I've actually gotten curious about how, you know, what kind of advice would you have as far as personal branding for somebody who, you know, hasn't been in speaking circles, is just really trying to brand themselves and, you know, work towards moving towards a speaking career.
So how long have you been in the finance industry?
Well, I've been working in the finance industry since college. Well, it's probably, let me see, maybe about 7 years.
7 years, and you say you want to do public speaking on financing, so do you want to just speak, or are you going to also have clients?
Well, eventually, yes, I probably want to have some clients that I can do some financial coaching with, but I also want to do speaking and probably write books as well.
Okay, well, one thing you can do is join the National Speakers Association.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chapter here locally.
Mm-hmm.
Go to speakers.org. It's either speaker.org or speakers.org.
Mm-hmm.
One is the Dallas chapter and one is the national. You'll become a parent.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, and that's just a good organization to join to learn about the business of speaking. And another thing you can do is you can volunteer to speak at the chambers, at different nonprofits. They always have a need for speakers, and they can't afford to pay. So that way you can develop your speaking career and be known as a speaker just by speaking at various nonprofits.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then that sounds good.
Well, I just want to put out there in the atmosphere that I think Catherine did an excellent job at our Woman Act Now meeting last month. She talked about finances. I still remember very clearly one concept that you shared, and that was focus on your present and your future rather than living in your past as it relates to your financial matters, because if you're living in the past and making all your financial decisions on the past, then we know what you're dealing with. We're dealing with some debt. So for all those of you who might need somebody to come talk to y'all people about finances, you ought to give that Catherine a call. So, Catherine, thank you so much for calling in to The Real McCoy Show with Anna McCoy and our guest, Ramona Logan. So we have just a few minutes remaining, and we want to say thank you to all of you. If you have some questions, you can send them to us on the chat, but we're going to just take a few minutes to recap and close the program in these next few minutes. So let me see. I want to just make sure that I've asked Ramona everything that I need to ask her, but specifically, Ramona, we've got a couple of minutes. I need you to do a couple of things for me. I need you to talk about your brand. Who are you? What is Image Advantage Consulting? How can you help our listeners in a personal way in building their own personal brand? And number two, you've got to talk to us about this new book that you've released, The Beauty of Grace. You've only got a couple of minutes while we're still on air, but it's your show now.
Okay, my show. Well, number one, Image Advantage helps you to make sure that your image is working to your advantage. And I'm a total image concept company, so I help organizations and companies grow by producing positive press for them, by helping them feel confident so that they can, in media training, so they can speak to the press or do presentations, and in their image so that they're projecting the image that they hope that that's a positive image to whoever they meet. And then my book, The Beauty of Grace, Pearls of Wisdom for Beauty from the Inside Out, it's a faith-based book that starts with scriptures on how you clothe your soul. And whether you know you're a Christian or not, we all should on the outside be a person, you know, who is compassionate and kind and caring. And so there's scriptures throughout the Bible that deal with that on how to clothe the inside. And then I go to the outside looking at the four body shapes for women and how you dress your best for your body shape. So it's, you know, beauty from the inside out. What I can do for someone is what I can do for those who are out there, my website is www.ramonalogan.com.
Hold on, you got a few times.
ramonalogan.com is just to, you know, help you in, you know, what image do you want to project? How can I work with you in terms of your appearance or your presentation or even media training so that you can be your best, or even your employees? I work with employees, making sure they're projecting the image that you want for your company.
Yeah, the other thing I want to share with you all, sometimes we're not always our best promoters of our brand, but what I do want to share with you about Ramona Logan is that she has something very unique. One of the things that I like about what she does with the media training is certainly preparing clients to go before the media. If you find yourself, if you're an owner of your own business, every single person needs to take this type of training. And you do not have to be located in the Dallas area in order to be a client of Ramona's. The other thing is she has dealt with a number of organizations on crisis-type situations. If you find yourself, whether it's personal or it's professional, you want to give Ramona a call. What's that number, Ramona?
214-882-2451.
Again?
214-882-2451.
So we're going to say thank you now for listening to Anna, the Real McCoy, on Woman Act Now Radio, and we're going to see you on next week with our special guest, Hodge Fleming, who will be talking about the brand You.